Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. With these words, Jesus concludes our gospel reading for today. We don't know the day or hour of Jesus' second coming. We don't know when he will come back. He could come back at any time. He could come back in the next 5 minutes. He could come back in the next 5 years or in the next 500 years. We don't know. When will be the day and hour of our Lord's return? But we know that he is coming back, that he is coming soon. We just don't know what soon means, when that hour and day will come. And in our gospel reading, then, Jesus tells us to watch. We should be watching for it. And if we are watching, we're going to be ready for it as well. If you are watching for a guest to come to your house, you know that they are going to arrive soon. If you have the time to watch, you have already done and completed the preparations. You have made the meal, you have set the table, you've cleaned the house, you've put away the dirty laundry. Everything is ready for the guest to come, and you are watching for the guest to come. We are to be those who are ready for our Lord's return and are watching for it. And here in our gospel reading, Jesus tells a parable of people who are looking for or expecting in some way Jesus, the bridegroom, to come to them. But some are wise and are prepared, are ready for him to come whenever he comes. And then others are foolish and are not ready for him to come whenever he should come. Jesus speaks of 10 virgins, 5 who are wise and 5 who are foolish. The 5 wise virgins have their lamps there at night with oil in them, but they also have flasks of oil that they have along with them. The foolish virgins have their lamps too, but they do not have any extra oil that they've brought along. Well, the bridegroom, it says, is delayed. It seems that he doesn't come as soon as they expected him to come. Well, the wise virgins have enough oil in case, it seems, he comes soon or he delays. They have enough oil. But the foolish virgins did not take extra oil. They are not prepared for him to come at any time or for him to delay, it seems. And so when the bridegroom is delayed and finally the cry comes out that the bridegroom is here, that they are to wake up, the foolish find that their lamps are going out and they don't have enough oil to refill them. But the wise have enough oil. And the foolish come to the wise and say, please give us some of your oil. And the wise tell them that there will not be enough for both, and that they should go to the dealers and buy some. Now, we aren't told whether they can expect in the middle of the night to find places to buy oil, but it doesn't seem likely. And they go, and while they are gone, while the foolish ones are gone, who are not ready, while they are gone, then the bridegroom comes. And he takes the wise, and they enter into the wedding hall, and the door is shut. And then the foolish come, and they call out at this shut door, Lord, Lord, open to us. And the only answer they get is, truly I say to you, I do not know you. The foolish virgins were foolish not to be prepared for the delay. They did not have enough oil. The wise were prepared. They were all ready, and so they could simply wait and watch because they had enough. And so their lamps could be refilled and their flames could continue to burn. And they could greet the bridegroom and go in procession with him and honor him and go into the wedding hall with him. But the foolish were not prepared, were not ready. Now notice that there are some things that are the same about the wise and the foolish virgins, even though there are a number of differences. Some of the things that are the same are that the wise virgins and the foolish virgins both believe that the bridegroom exists. They both believe that he is coming. And they both know that there are certain things that have to be ready for him. But the foolish are not ready. But they both believe he exists. They both believe he is coming. Now, what is different between the two of them? Some are not ready. Some are not prepared. Some, it seems, think that what they have done is just fine. In the Holy Christian Church, on the membership rolls, are lots of people who believe that Jesus exists. They acknowledge historical facts about Jesus and what he did in the past. Perhaps acknowledge that, yes, he died on the cross and he rose again from the dead. Perhaps even believe that he offers the forgiveness of sins and believe that they received it at one time. They perhaps even believe that he is coming again. But there are those who believe all of these things and know that Jesus may delay again and again. And they don't just want to stop with the forgiveness they received once upon a time a while ago. But they desire God's gifts. They desire to have the Holy Spirit working in them through his word and through his visible word, the Lord's Supper, so that their flame of faith, that their light continues to be fed by the oil of our Lord as the Holy Spirit works in them through his word and through his sacrament. They want what God gives because they know that the bridegroom, that Jesus may be delayed. They know that they live in this world amidst temptations, that the devil, the world, and their sinful nature are attacking all the time. They know that they need God's gifts in order to be sustained in faith. And they run to our Lord for his forgiveness. No matter what is going on in the world, they want our Lord's gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. They are wise. They are wise to know that they live in the midst of many attacks on faith, many attacks on their new nature in Christ. They know that ever since they were baptized, they are a target for the devil. Ever since they were baptized, they know that a target is placed on them and the devil zeroes in on them to attack them and to pull them away from faith and to have them die. And they know that the only way that they can remain in Christ unto the end and unto the day that he finally does come, the only way that that can happen is not because they have something in themselves, because they are already so good, they've done enough good works and they're done. But they need something outside of themselves. They need the oil of our Lord's word and sacrament to sustain them. That they did not save themselves, they did not come to faith in them on their own. But the Holy Spirit is the one who called them to faith, and the Holy Spirit is the one who keeps them in the faith. And so they run to our Lord to be fed because they know that they could die. They know that apart from Christ, they can do nothing. That he is the vine and we are the branches. That we must abide in his words. And that only in him, by his power, can we be sustained in faith. This is what a wise Christian does. A wise person awaiting the bridegroom, Jesus Christ, it says, I need Jesus. Humbly says, I can't do it on my own. I cannot continue to live as a Christian on my own, but I need God's gifts. And I so desire the promises of God and the joy and the gladness of eternal life. I so desire to, as we sang in our hymn, enter all into the wedding hall to eat the supper at thy call. I so desire to be among those, as we sang in our first hymn, who are around the throne of David with the saints from care released, who raise loud their songs of triumph to celebrate the feast. They sing to Christ their leader who conquered in the fight, who won for them forever their gleaming robes of white. They so long, the wise so long to be there with those gleaming robes of white around the throne of David, within the walls of the holy city, the new Jerusalem, with all the people of God singing the Lord's praises forever. The wise know that this is where they want to be, and the only way that they can continue to be there is for our Lord to continue to do His work in them by the power of His Holy Spirit. It would be foolish to take your eyes off of that goal, to take your eyes off of Jesus and living with Him forever in heaven on the last day, to take your eyes off of that to any of the other things that we have in this world that are passing away, and to say, oh, this is so important, I will forego God's word and sacrament for this other great celebration, this other great thing here and now on this earth. That would be foolish. To trade something that is passing away for something that is eternal. But it is wise to say, I am looking forward to what is eternal, and so I will trade away what is passing here. The fun and the friends and all of the good things and the good times, I'm willing to give them up. Because I want, as often as possible, to have the Lord's word, to meditate upon it day and night, to hear it, to receive His forgiveness, so that I may be strengthened and kept in the true faith unto life everlasting. Now may the peace of God, that passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto this life everlasting. Amen.